राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mother Agatmika, she just started the reading, and maybe she will give some comment after that.
I'm just going to read the verses and purport. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 23, verses 42 to 45, including. Prema krame badi haya sneha mana pranaya. Raga anuraga bhava mahabhava hai. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Love of Godhead increases and is manifest as affection, counter-love, love, attachment, sub-attachment, ecstasy, and sublime ecstasy. Text 43. Bija ikshu rasa guda tabe kanda sar. Sharkar sita michari shuda michari ar. Translation. This development is compared to sugarcane seeds, sugarcane plants, sugarcane juice, molasses, crude sugar, refined sugar, sugar candy, and rock candy. Text 44. Ihayache krame nirmala krame bada svad. Rati prema dhira tache badaye ashvad. Translation. Just as the taste of sugar increases as it is gradually purified, one should understand that when love of Godhead increases from rati, which is compared to the beginning seed, its taste increases. And 45, right? So, Prabhu, you can take it from here because this will be the finish. Okay. Text 45. Adhikari bedhe rati pancha parakar. Shanta dasya sakya vatsalya madhura ar. Chant. Apparently there's not a book here, so you can use mine.
Sankhadasya sakya vatsala madhura ar. Adhikari bhederati pancha parakar. Sankhadasya sakya vatsala madhura ar.
Translation. According to the candidate possessing these transcendental qualities, sneha, man, and so on, there are five transcendental mellows: neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental love, and conjugal love. I think it was Krishna's desire that I get delayed. It was so beautiful to hear you sing the Chaitanya Charitamrita verses, especially because you were a part of the history of making this book. So, this particular section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is, like these verses say, one of the sweetest, most concentrated explanations of a very simple question. What is love? If you look at the world around you, there are thousands of songs being written every day. What is it about? Heartbreak? I want you, but you don't want me. I don't want you, but you want me. This person loves that person in various modes of nature. People do not tire of talking about love. And many of us who have not been healed by the process of love that Krishna has for us, sometimes carry resentment in our heart that we have not been loved the way we want. And if you think about it, all of modern psychology essentially boils down to this particular question: how were you loved when you were a child? A lot of modern history is about the love of power. And in a way, economics is how we spend on what we love. It is our love of wisdom, philosophia, that brings other allied disciplines like mathematics. What is mathematics? It's an abstract way of looking at the patterns in this universe because we want to know where we came from and where we are going. And at its root is the question of how much we love ourselves as a species. In fact, the term Homo sapiens. Have you heard of the term Homo sapiens? Homo is a kind of monkey, and sapiens means wise. So the word Homo sapiens means wise monkey. So as humanity, after going through everything that we did in the 19th century, we decided to call ourselves wise monkeys. And in the 21st century, or by the 21st century, we are no longer Homo sapiens. Do you know the technical term for humans now? Homo sapiens sapiens. Wise, wise monkeys. We call ourselves very, very wise. But even with all our wisdom, we have not been able to answer the simplest question that faces us, that this text challenges us to reckon with. What is love? And when we don't have an understanding, we mistake sentiment to be love. When our love is based on fulfilling needs in this world, we mistake transaction to be love. Oh, this person cooks so nice for me, they must love me. Sometimes we take sweet words, we take some kind gesture to be love, but love is much deeper than that. All that is love, all those are expressions of love at a very shallow level. But the Chaitanya Charitamrita points out that in order to love, you cannot look outside. You cannot look at the world, you cannot look at people, you cannot look at situations and experience love. The technology of experiencing love is to look at things not outside in, but inside out. And so that is the verse that comes right before the section of verses we are reading today. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, that is the first stage where the experience of love begins. Why? Here is the explanation given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur about the technology of the holy name. Ready for this? Next 5-10 minutes? Technology of the holy name. And I will explain it with some of my own realizations. If you look at your life, my life, or anyone's life, essentially at any given point, we are dealing with a set of crises and challenges. They may be at the forefront of our mind, or they may not be at the forefront of our mind. But anybody at any given time are dealing with a set of challenges. Mother Nature just arranges it that way. And I used to teach a workshop where what I would ask people to do is write down the major challenges, the major crises they're facing, and why they are unique. And then I would have 5 buckets and ask them if all of their challenges fit into one of these 5 buckets. So the first bucket was called relationships. The second bucket was called health. Health. The third bucket was called money / career. Fourth bucket was called pestering problems, like your car is not starting up, or you know, your ceiling is leaking. Things that can be fixed, but right now it is occupying your mind. And the fifth one is called big problems. Like, you know, today morning you wake up and you realize, you know, the president of this country has bombed Venezuela. One more war. Whether you like it or not, you have to live with it. You cannot fix it. So till date, I have done this exercise a few times and I have seen everybody cheats fall into one of these five buckets. So in a sense, all our problems are unique, but also in another sense, they fall into these five categories. We are dealing with one of these five problems that occupy our mind. When we look at life outside in, we are depending on our own strength and intelligence to fix these problems. And while we are fixing these problems, that lifetime, the lifespan keeps going away. That's how it works for everybody. However, when we look inside out, we realize that none of these problems can be actually solved beyond a certain stage. And to attempt to solve any of these problems, we are putting in effort that is disproportionate to the problems, because we see ourselves much smaller than the problems we face. The moment you start seeing the problems to be smaller than you, then it becomes very easy. Correct? That happens only when one takes recourse to spiritual life. When one starts seeing things from a vantage point of the soul, then no problems on earth seem big enough. Example is Lord Hanuman. You have to jump across the ocean and carry a mountain on your hands? Sure. If you look at Arjuna, you know, you have to fight a battle and you have to fight your favorite teacher and your grandpa? Sure. No problem seems big enough when you start seeing things from the vantage point of the soul. And what does it mean to see the world from the vantage point of the soul at its peak? Even the soul reaches a certain peak. The soul reaches peak only when it is situated in real love. And this is the explanation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that the word Chaitanya Charita Amrita, the three words of the title of this book, is not just indicative of the biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Charita means life story, and Amrita means immortal, right? So, or nectarian. So the nectarian life story of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Sri Chaitanya Charita Amrita. But there is another meaning. Amrita means immortal. Chaitanya means consciousness, your awareness. And Charita means nature. What is the nature of your consciousness when it experiences immortality? That is the meaning of Chaitanya Charita Amrita. So Mahaprabhu is an example of the highest peak consciousness can achieve when it experiences immortality. We can become servants of that consciousness, Chaitanya Das. And how do we do that? Well, Sneho Mana Pranoy Rag Anurag Bhav Mahabhav. Sneho is translated as affection. Man, indignation due to affection, counter love. It's a very important, interesting word. When love is unreciprocated, we feel hurt. So that is also a form of love. That, you know, if you had a neutral relation with somebody and, you know, they were supposed to cook nice dinner for you and they didn't, and they were totally oblivious to it, if you were detached, you would not feel anything. But if you feel indignation, like, I was supposed to get this and, you know, I was promised this and this promise was not kept, then it is counter-love. Or you tell your child, you know, on your 10th birthday, I will take you to Disney. And suddenly you realize on their 15th birthday, 10th birthdays were 5 years back. Will the child trust you? No. Why? Because counter-love has happened. Out of affection, you said, I will take you to Disney. But for some circumstance, you are now in not in a position, you know, and they have indignation that you promised something out of love and you did not keep it. And then comes pranay. Pranay means, you know, love itself, that when you are able to forgive, you know, the biggest enemy of love is not hatred. The biggest enemy of love is resentment out of indignation, anger. When you resent somebody out of anger, that means you were expecting something in love that did not come and you did not communicate in time. And therefore, that lack of communication has led to feelings of frustration, indignation, resentment, whatever it is. Those are shades of counter-love. But when you are able to get beyond that, there is pranoya, love. Then comes raga. Raga means passion or attachment. Viraga, vairagya. How many of you know vairagya? Detachment. Vairagya is actually more than detachment. It is dispassion. Raga means passion. And vi means opposite. Viraga means therefore dispassion. Translated here as, you know, raga is attachment. Anuraga, sub-attachment. Yes, attachment is there, but not as much. Bhava. Bhava is ecstasy. Bhava is a state of devotional love or devotional service where external circumstances become less and less important. And then Mahabhava. Mahabhava is sublime ecstasy. And Rupa Goswami later explains in another literature that Sri Radha is in a state of Madanakho Mahabhava, that sublime ecstasy pierced by the bow of Cupid. And so these stages of love are like sugarcane seeds, sugarcane plants, sugarcane juice, molasses, crude sugar, refined sugar, sugar candy, and rock candy. It just gets more and more and more intense. And just as the taste of sugar increases as it is gradually purified, one should understand that when love of God increases from roti, which is compared to the beginning seed, its taste increases. Nikunjo juno roti keli shiddhoi. Right, we sing. Roti is that form of love which is now, you know, at a maturing stage. Now think about it. If you are eating a mango, let's set aside sugarcane and talk about mangoes because it is Prabhupada's favorite fruit. If you are eating mangoes and the mango has just appeared and it's green and you take a bite at it, will it feel good? Your mouth will be caustic. But that same mango, you give it time to ripen. Right? And you know when birds are hovering around it, it's time to pluck the mango. Okay, now you've plucked the mango. If you eat the mango without taking the skin off, will it feel good? If you chew through the whole of the mango, will you have your teeth intact? The mango seed will break your teeth. So to eat mango, you have to wait and you also have to know how to eat it. And I want to finish with a story and then go into questions and answers. I don't see one. Oh, there is one. Yes, there is a purport at the next page. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rati, attraction, is thus described. I mentioned Rupa Goswami, and here is Rupa Goswami. Vyaktam masrinevantar lakshate rati lakshanam mumukshu prabhritinam ched bhavedesha ratir nahi kintu bala chamatkara karita chinna vikshaya abhigyena subhodhoyam rati abhasa prakrititaha. The real symptoms of the fructification of the seed of love, rati, are manifest because the heart is melted. When such symptoms are found among speculators and fruitive actors, that cannot be accepted as real symptoms of attachment. Foolish people, without knowledge of devotional service, praise such symptoms of attachment even when they are based on something other than a desire to serve Krishna. However, one who is expert in devotional service calls such symptoms rati abhasa, a mere glimpse of attachment. So the process of going from material suffering to pure love of Godhead is described in many ways, in many places. The most useful description that I find is in a song we sing every morning. Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Shadma Bandhamui Shabadhano Mate Jaharo Prasade Bhai Ebhavo Toriya Jai Krishna Prapti Hoye Jaha Hoite. Shadma means home. Home is a place of love. The shelter of a teacher, a master, is the home of bhakti, bhakti shadma. Bandhamui means I embrace it, I appreciate it, I worship it, I offer obeisances to it. Shabudhano, mate. Mate means with care. You cannot have love unless there is care. Sneho, affection, that is described in the verse, is a manifestation of care. Jaharo prasade bhai, e bhavo toriya jai. You know, the cross across, the to survive in the material world is tough. But if somebody helps you out to make it easy, then, you know, you, what they call in, you know, Gen Z language, cruise along. You can cruise. How many of you have, you know, like, been on a cruise? It's supposed to be really nice. And a lot of young people, they are on their phones and they think something will work out. They just cruise along, right? They don't think life is tough till reality hits hard. Bandhamui shavadhana mate jaharo prasade bhai ebhavo toriya jai. Toriya jai as the imagery of a boat crossing a river or an ocean. Tori means boat. So you try to swim across a river, you'll probably get eaten by crocodiles. You want to swim across an ocean, you will get tired and you will drown. But you have a boat, then it is very easy. Because boat will not drown like you. So grace is like boat. Once you get on grace, once you get grace, then it's easy to cross. And what do you get? Krishna prapti hoye jaha hoite. That you obtain Krishna. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhamo Janero Bandhu Lokonath Lokero. And Lokonath here is a pun. So Narottam Thakur is singing not just about his own spiritual master, Loknath Goswami, but he's saying that Guru is Loknath, that, you know, a master of the people. Lokero Jibon, life of people. Aha Prabhu Karodaya, Deho More Padochaya, Eve Jhasa Gushukari Bhuvan. So the grace of Guru and love towards one's Guru, in due course of time, transforms into love of Krishna. And we must understand that there is nothing called a bad Guru. You know, sometimes we have certain expectations from certain people who are serving in the role of a Guru. But what happens is, we may have some bad experience. Instead of looking at it as this person's fault or that person's fault, you know, Krishna arranged this difficult situation for me to understand real Krishna consciousness better. I will not tolerate abuse. I will not keep quiet at abuse, because abuse happens when there is a lack of love on a human platform. But to the extent I am able to become Krishna consciousness and surrender through my struggles, real love will manifest. I will know what love is. What I am seeing is not love. So with that attitude, even the most difficult boss, the most difficult family member, the most difficult individual who takes on the role of a spiritual teacher, are all manifestations of Krishna taking us home back to Godhead. And when that intensifies, one then gradually comes to the level of sneho. Sneho means, you know, you feel protective about somebody, you feel affectionate. It is not romantic love, it is not quite parental love, but parental love has sneho. It has the tinge of friendly affection. It is not love of a servant. Sneho means, Bhakti Charu Maharaj used to give this example, that you know, a father buys his child ice cream, and the child takes and gives his father, "You want some? You know, here's some ice cream for you." Now, the father has bought the ice cream, but once the child says, "Okay, let's reciprocate," the feelings that flow is called sneho. That affection. And then when there is a disruption in that, it is counter love. But when you go past the stage of forgiveness, it is love. Then comes attachment. That rag onurag, bhav mahabhav. And of course, there are many spiritual examples too, where once Sri Krishna was supposed to meet Sri Radha, but he got delayed, and Radha was very angry. And Lalita Vishakha did not forgive Sri Krishna. And so that was Maan. And in Vrindavan, you will see there is a temple called Maan Mandir in Barsana. Maan Mandir is a temple of anger, counter love. Radha is very angry on Sri Krishna. And to assuage Sri Radha, you know what Sri Krishna does? Sri Krishna collects peacock feathers, wears them, and starts dancing like a peacock in front of her. And even though she is very angry, she sees Krishna's foolishness and she bursts out laughing. Has it ever happened that, you know, somebody's really angry and you start joking knowing that this joke may badly backfire? But the joke doesn't backfire and this person drops anger and starts laughing and you're like, "Oh my God, what a relief." So that is an example of counter love. That is how Radha and Krishna are eternally having pastimes with each other. Okay, I'll stop here. We'll leave some space for questions and answers. Shesha Prabhu.
Prabhu, you've described in the verses in the Chaitanya Charitamrita we're studying, describe love offered by the Jiva's soul to the Supreme Lord. And it develops through the different stages that are mentioned. But does Krishna automatically, he doesn't have to go through the stages.
I didn't catch. Is Krishna?
He doesn't have to go through the stages.
Does Krishna go through the stages?
Or is he just automatically right away topmost loving exchange with us?
Krishna, as far as my realizations go and as far as I understand, Prabhu, Krishna reciprocates according to the capability of the jiva. In Krishna's de facto mode is pure love in all its fullness. Akhila rasamrita murti prashramara taraka palihi, first verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So Krishna's love is unadulterated, but the way it manifests depends on the level or the adhikara of the individual. Like Bhagavan is fullness, but depending on the proclivity of an individual, it manifests as Brahma or Paramatma. Similarly, when someone comes to the level of Bhagavan realization, even then there might be some prarabdha karma or some whatever it might be. To the extent they are their illusions are uncovered and they are able to see Krishna clearly, that love manifests to that extent. Was I able to reflect on your question?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhu, my question is, you mentioned we go through so many ups and downs in our life, right? So, and there are different stages of bhakti. Is it that we also go through these different stages, up and down? Or is it when we are in, let's suppose, anartha nivritti or other stages beyond, then we stay to that stage, even though we may go up and down in our overall sadhana and practice?
So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in his Madhujya Kadambini that there is a stage called Ghano Tarolo. Ghano Tarolo, Ghano means dense and Tarolo means light. So in your bhakti, there will come a stage when sometimes you feel a lot of enthusiasm and intensity, and other times like, what the heck am I doing with my life? Right? This doesn't suit me. And then once you cross through that stage, what will happen is, you know, bhakti stays with you no matter what your external circumstances are. So you might be inside a temple wearing dhoti kurta and feeling all, you know, part of the group. Or you might be in your shorts doing grocery. But your internal world remains steady. So Ghana Tarala phase has passed at that point. So there is a phase in bhakti where one starts, you know, questioning, having, and that is a good thing. But as long as one is not giving up, then one is delaying the process. The de facto mode of every living entity, including the bacteria in your stomach, is pure love of God. Jiver sharupo hoy krishnero nitto dash. Every living entity, the bugs that are going around in the air right now that you cannot see, you know, every flower that is hanging on Krishna's neck, every grain, every spark of living consciousness is imbued with that love. There are no exceptions. It's just that in forgetfulness, we dissociate ourselves. So that phase of ghana taralo, intensity and, you know, laxity, is like waking up from your sleep. Right? So when you're waking up from your sleep, sometimes, you know, you stretch and you hear your bones crack and you go back to sleep. It's a Saturday morning. And then you again wake up and you do that. Right? So you go through phases. And then you finally wake up. And then you have memory of that phase, but that phase is not there anymore. Or when you are trying to learn something for your examination, you know, your memory is not cooperating. Some things stick, some things don't. You keep repeating, till it becomes embedded in your memory. So then that phase of ghanatarolo has passed, and now you're situated.
Huh? Is that the nishtha stage? Is that the steadiness? Or
nishtha comes, steadiness comes after you've... one's nishtha means fixed steadiness. You cannot have fixed steadiness when you are oscillating.
So the ghana tarala stage, it doesn't map to any of these?
Of course it does. You read Madhuja Kadambini, you'll understand. Okay. It is a blueprint of your bhakti life. Adho shraddha tata sadhu sangha bhajana kriya anartha nivritti. At the end, then as you are, going, anartha nivritti happens in this lifetime, and only sometimes traces of anartha is left. But once you are, that phase is over, then comes nishtha. Nishtha is, it's commitment without force. You become commitment because you like it. And when you develop taste for it, it's ruchi. And then when you start seeing results, it's bhava. That now you've entered a state where you some pastimes of the Lord attract you in particular. If you're a devotee of Lord Ram, your heart will always be situated in Ayodhya. If you're a devotee of Lord Jagannath, your heart will be there. If you're a devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, your heart will, you may be anywhere, but your heart will be in Navadvip. You will be constantly meditating on those pastimes. You won't be able to stop yourself from talking about these things. Right? And so that is the symptom that bhav is appearing.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So Rupa Goswami gives this famous krama ado shraddha, and Madhurya Kadambini is expanding so much on that, with different stages that we pass through. But so this list today in Chaitanya Charitamrita, starting with Sneha up to Mahabhava, are these stages that we pass through, or these are different manifestations that occur at different times?
There is material sneha, there is spiritual sneha. You can look at it both ways. The love you have for your child is material sneha. Now, when that child grows up, you still have that sneha, but not in the same shape that you had when they were five. Right? Or you may look at, you may hear or see a drama on Krishna's childhood pastimes, and the feelings of sneha will arise in your heart. Oh, so cute. That is also sneha. Right? But that is fleeting. It is not. It's only, when after counter love, raga begins to appear, then it is substantive. So sneha is real, but it is not. It's not like your sthayi bhava. People have sthayi bhava, the predominant psychological disposition. But love is different from this. Okay. Any other questions?
I want to understand the counter love thing. So it sounded like counter love was like a reciprocation or something. Like, okay, someone shows some sort of love, and then there's like a counter love, and then are you saying that there's a, and then you use the word substantial, like something that's just like it just comes automatically, or you feel it without any really like conditions or reciprocation. Is that the difference between counter love and that other kind of love? I don't remember the names.
The difference between counter love and?
And this well, I don't know what word it was, but you described it as like a kind of love that's just, I think you used the word substantial, I don't know what that, I think that word, like, or it's just like automatically comes up. It's like there's not really any rhyme or reason for the love coming. It's just, it's not like a reciprocation. It's just like, there's just there, you just.
Like what you feel. Those in the material world, what you have are trailers to love. You know, have you seen a movie trailer? Is it the whole movie? But it gives you a little glimpse of what can come if you pay attention. So you are standing in line for prasadam, and the person who is serving halwa knows you and smiles and puts an extra scoop, and you feel very fuzzy inside. Is that love? Yes, it is. Is that real love? No, it isn't. Because once you're done with your halwa and you know you're exiting the thing and a truck passes you and honks at you, that love is gone. Right? Real love stays. That's what Jishnu Prabhu, is that your name? Huh. No, I was that question he asked. I was trying to respond to that. Real love stays. And counter love is also, you know, it's like a shadow of love. Like you put a candle, you will get a ring under itself. You see that? So wherever there is wherever there is love, there has to be some amount of counter love. It is just the dynamic of love. You cannot avoid it. Wherever there is passion, raga, there has to be anuraga, something before that. You know, sub-passion or you know, sub-attachment, Prabhupada translates. Right? But once it hits the level of raga, then it is permanent. And I'll give you one example. When a little girl is playing with dolls and combing the doll's hair and feeding the doll, it is not a child, right? And sometimes they might just leave the doll and go and play with something else. But when that same girl grows up and has a baby, doing the same thing that she used to do to a doll when she was young, and maybe that samskara has come into her, but she cannot leave the baby somewhere and go and play somewhere else. Right? So once that baby arrives on the scene, then it is not temporary here and there. It is there to stay. Now that baby is real. It takes effort. It's constant. No disruption. Huh? This is why Bhagavatam calls it ahoituki apratihato. Apratihato means without disruption. It is stable. Yeah, beyond ghanatarulo. Once you have a baby, you cannot sometimes think, oh, I want a baby, I don't want a baby. No, the baby is there. Right? So now you have to deal with it. You have to serve the baby, whether you like or not, whether you're able to sleep or not, whether you're up for it, sick, whatever, the baby is there. So that, you know, there is a difference between that fuzzy feelings once in a while, and then Prabhupada translates bhakti as devotional service, not devotion. Service. You have to, you know, love is a verb. Remember that. I can say I love you in so many different ways, in so many different songs, doesn't mean a thing unless I serve, I do something. Right? And then once you do, once you serve, committedly, constantly, that will deepen your emotions. And then as your emotions deepen, these things will come. Okay? Thank you. It's 9 o'clock. We will stop. Hare Krishna.